haven't really been in here doing the show for quite a while by myself, so it's good to be back. I'm excited to throw at you a fun summary mix to get through exams and just enjoy being done school. So I hope that you guys all enjoy what I'm throwing at you today. Stay tuned for some really funky jams. Coming up first, we are going to listen to. I haven't even really thought this through. Okay, we're going to listen to Pale Horse by the band Zen Mystery Fog. You're listening to CITR.
Yeah.
right. Welcome back to the show. So I hope everyone's getting through exams and not getting killed by them or anything, and enjoying the sunshine while you're at it. I know for me, yesterday I had my last exam, which was great. Feels good to be done. But it was so beautiful out yesterday. So I was on campus studying, and I was in Irving for a while and just like staring outside at the sunshine. I was like, nope, I have to be outside. And so I went outside and just like laid in the sun, and I didn't get that much studying done while I was outside, but it was still nice to get that vitamin D, you know? Anyway, I hope everyone's having a good day. And I have just put together this playlist. I've been just jamming to these tunes in general lately a lot. And so I figured, since I'm going to be on the air today, I might as well play this mix. I've been enjoying it, so I figure people around me will enjoy it as well. So we heard at the top of the set there, that was Zen Mystery Fog, who are a local band. And that was the song Pale Horse off of their self-titled album. It's a really great album. It's super fun. Great to dance to. Fun to see live. And then just now we heard the band Tops from Montreal, who they were just in town not too long ago. A bunch of my friends went to see them, said it was a great show. They're definitely on my list of bands that I want to see. And that was the song Seven Babies, but spelled in Greek numerals. So that's fun. Coming up next, we're going to listen to a band who I have always been quite a fan of ever since I heard their first song or first album, which I think was in 2012. No, I could be wrong about that, but I started getting into them in around like 2012, and I haven't been off of them since. And they've put out a lot of really great content since then. I'm talking about Tame Impala, who are a really rad psychedelic rock Australian group. And they have released a single that's going to come off of their new album, which I'm very excited to hear. I don't know when it's going to be released, but I can't wait to hear it. But this is the song that they've released for it, and it's called Let It Happen. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
It's always a Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
I'm gonna be round my vegetables, I'm gonna chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all.
Sprouts, you've ate here before. Community Eats is back for the summer.
We are your local food co-op.
We are your volunteer opportunity.
We are your meeting place.
We are your nutritious Friday lunch.
We are sustainability.
We are community.
Eats every Friday.
Come by with a reusable container, donate, and tell us what community means to you. Friday, 11:30 to 3 p.m. Food, fun, friends.
Hello, hello. All right. Well, the song that we were just listening to was Tame Impala with the song Let It Happen. And I have since learned, as I had plenty of time to research, because that song is so long and beautiful. It's so great. But the album is called Currents, and it actually already got released on April 7th. So it is out there floating around on the internet, and I have not heard it yet, which I'm very upset about. But now that I'm aware, I will definitely be listening to it. I'm very excited to hear it. But yeah, so Currents, Tame Impala, great Australian band. So I hope everyone is looking forward to maybe doing some fun stuff this summer, possibly in Vancouver, possibly anywhere else in the world. I myself am going to be in Calgary, Cowtown, for economic reasons mainly, but also just it's been a long time since I've spent time there, and it's a great city. It's got some fun stuff to do, especially in the summer. And I'm just looking forward to kind of a change of scenery. I'm sure it'll be great. But while I'm there, I'm going to take advantage of the main really rad festival that is going to be happening in Calgary on June 24th to the 28th. And that is Sled Island. It's a festival that I actually didn't really know that much about, to be honest, until this year. But it's rad. It's kind of like a South by Southwest or like North by Northeast kind of style, like where it's like a week long and the venues are all over the city. It's not just like one day of music or anything. It's like four or five days of music and art and just stuff everywhere. So I'm really looking forward to seeing it. Some of the bands that are going to be playing are like, for instance, the Courtneys from Vancouver are going to be there. Same with Energy Slime, Faith Healer from Edmonton, 100 Waters. I'm a big fan of 100 Waters. They're from Florida. Great band. They're going to be there as well. Viet Cong. Yeah, there's a ton of bands. Tough Age. So I actually know quite a few friends from Vancouver that are planning on coming out to Calgary for it. So I think it'll be a really fun time. You should consider coming if you're going to be in the area. Other than that, I hope maybe people are going to Squamish or Sasquatch or Pemberton or all those fun things. But yeah. Oh, I've just received information. See, this is great. This is why I get my intelligent music friends to listen to me on the radio for when I make mistakes like this. So my dear friend has just informed me that the Tame Impala album, Currents, is not out yet. The first single, Cause I'm a Man, was released on April 7th. So that makes me feel a little bit happier. Thank you, Eric, for telling me and the world that the album Currents is not out yet. But we're all just waiting in anticipation. All right, coming up next, I'm going to stop rambling and making a fool of myself, I guess. Coming up next, we are going to listen to a really rad band called Chastity Belt with a brand new album, Time to Go Home, and this is the song Drone. You're listening to CITR.
Thank you.
This is the sound of compost and recyclables going into the garbage. Garbage that ends up in the landfill creating greenhouse gases. This is the sound of a more sustainable campus. You can make a difference when you sort it out. Learn more at sustain.ubc.ca/sortitout.
I call it transcendence. I call it transcendence.
Psytrance, hard trance, epic trance, acid trance, deep trance, hard dance, break beat. Every Sunday at 10 p.m. to midnight. Hosted by DJ Smiley Mike and DJ Caddyshack.
I call it transcendence.
My goodness, that show promo is so mysterious. I don't know how to feel about it, but I know that it's a great show and you should probably listen to it. Transcendence, host Mike. Yeah. Anyway, so we were just listening to a few fun songs. That set started out with Chastity Belt with the song Drone off of their fantastic album. If you have not heard Time to Go Home by Chastity Belt, you should go and do that. It's fantastic. After that, we heard Dead Ghosts, a local Vancouver band, with the song Rocky Said off of their fun album Can't Get No, which was released in 2013. And just now, Courtney Barnett, the very, very witty, hilarious Australian songwriter and guitarist and singer, with the song Lance Jr. And that song is off of her double EP, A Sea of Split Peas. Great name. And she's just fantastic. Just definitely one of the most influential songwriters or like lyricists I've run into in the recent past. Yeah, she's so influential. Her lyrics are just so witty and so fun. And I just, it's like my dream to be able to write songs like that. So great. And she also like She's very kind of like grungy in a way that she like, she's clearly not a, I don't know, like high maintenance chick. She's like very, she seems very easygoing. That kind of comes out through her music. And it kind of has a like a Nirvana-ish style, in my opinion, especially with that song Lance Jr. that I just played. It really reminds me of Nirvana's About a Girl, just in the rhythm and just in the attitude in general. I really love it. Anyway, if you don't know Courtney Barnett, you probably should. I'll say that. All right, well, coming up next, I am very, very excited to say that I am going to be seeing Mac DeMarco, the Vancouver legend, this Friday. He is touring his album Salad Days right now, and he's finishing up the tour in Vancouver. And I'm going with a bunch of my pals to see it on Friday at the Vogue, and just cannot wait. Salad Days is a really good album. I like his second album as well, too. I don't know. Salad Days, it's kind of more in a very Mac DeMarco sense. It's a little bit more mature in a way. But like, I'm kind of wary to say that. But it's, I don't know. It seems like he's grown a little bit as a musician. But it's still very lo-fi and very fun and very low commitment, I guess, is how I would put it. Mac DeMarco is great. He's one of my favorite current rock and roll dudes. And the song that I'm about to play is called Chamber of Reflection, which is off of this album, Salad Days. And in an interview with Pitchfork, I read this and I feel like it's something that I should probably go tag along with playing the song. Sorry. So in this interview, he said, the other track, sorry, this is like an excerpt from the interview. The other track he's just completed is called Chamber of Reflection, based on something he read about in one of his favorite subjects, the Masons. So he said, it's a room people go into before you're initiated into Masonry. It's like a meditation room. They lock you in there for a period of time. The purpose is to reflect on what you've done in your life already and move on from it. He's sitting in his folding chair, looking around his room. I think that's what I did in this chamber of reflection right here. And then he goes on to say, it was actually therapeutic. I feel a little enlightened and a little less heavy. He leans back, grins, nods, and raises his eyebrows. It's tight. I think that's just like, that really encaptures him. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and play the song Chamber of Reflections by Mac DeMarco.
Thank you. Come on now, yeah, it's alright, baby. I love you. I just gotta make some music with the boys.
I seen the light, and I'm not running, not turning back from the race that is becoming. I see the prize and all its lies, for the taste of it in all its disguise. Up in the sky, nothing beneath your feet is not alive. In a picture frame, we're all the same, living it up until we die.
hammered in my bones when I sleep. I stir it up, drop it in your mind's eye. Do it till I die. Stir it up, drop it in your mind. I dream it in my bones when I sleep. I stir it up, drop it in your mind's eye. Do it till I die. Stir it up, drop it in. We'll be right back.
All right, everyone. So that's pretty much the show. I was just playing there a few songs. Started that one out with Mac DeMarco with the song Chamber of Reflection. Super groovy. I actually really like the bass in that song. But yeah, really fun. And then after that, one of my favorite modern reggae type bands from Australia as well. They're called Sticky Fingers, and that was off of their new album, Land of Pleasure, with the song Velvet Skies. It's a very fun, very summery album, in my opinion. And then just now, we're listening to Grimes, the coolest chick around, with the song Reality. And I just cannot stop listening to that song. I think it's fantastic. So, so much fun. And Pitchfork actually named it the song of the week at one point pretty recently. It's kind of cool. They say like her aesthetic is like cyborg mermaids and robopop. I think that's so accurate to describe her look and her sound. Yeah, it's a great song anyway. That's so funny. She has been working on an album for a while now to be released, and she just kind of like she wasn't happy with it basically once it was finished, and so she just scrapped it. So but she did release the song Reality, and I'm happy that she did. It's so fun, so much just it's a great song anyway. So if that's, you know, like she didn't release that with her album, I'm excited to see what she actually does release on the album. I think it's gonna be really, really great. Grimes is always fantastic. Big fan of her. All right, well, that's it. I'm leaving. I'm going to go. I don't even know what to do with myself now that I'm done exams. I'm going to go read on the beach or something if it's nice out. Anyway, I hope everyone's having a good time getting through exams. And I'm pretty sure, be back next week for one more show before I head out to Calgary. And that's about it. Have a great week. Go see live music and enjoy. I am going to leave you with this song, Ducking and Dodging by Parquet Courts. Coming up next, student special hour. Stay tuned. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And my name is Shay. Have a great one. Bye. We'll be right back.
can't come home no more. You've been ducking and dodging, but you can't come home no more. Sudden unhinged moan that leaks out from your broken structure like a wall of unbound stone. They buried the eighth, they buried the ninth. They said the finale was a formal reply. They buried the eighth, they buried the ninth. They said the finale was a formal reply. They buried the eighth, buried the ninth. Buried everything, yeah, I'm telling you, guy. Contest prizes, grand pianos, gagged by comfort, shamed by words. Empty anthems, cloaked in strange fur, stripes and bars. Is it yours? Stripes and bars, stripes and bars, stripes and bars. And are you sure? Stripes and bars to lock you in or camouflage you. Feel the sun but cannot walk to. Hear the yoke but cannot talk to. Trembling, coping, what you swore with stripes and bars. That's what they're for you.
Snail Productions presents Inherent Vices with guests Ace Martins, Poor Baby, and Mary. Saturday, April 25th at the Railway Club. $10 cover, doors at 8:30.
Ooh, lousy smarch weather.
This issue of Discorder, there's no more Discorder. Discorder is over. Vancouver, housing crisis, earthquakes, black floods, Richmond, underwater. No more Discorder, ever. There's no more Discorder, ever. There's no more Discorder. Ever. There's no more Discorder. Ever. Discorder. Ever.
Spring is here. This April, pick up an issue of Discorder from a local venue or record store for articles on Sumac, Snit, Sara Devachi, Record Store Day, and more. Special thanks to this month's advertisers, Levitation Fest, Rickshaw Theater, Light Organ Records, Beat Merchant, Red Cat Records, Neptune Records, Horses Records, Audiopile Records, Dandelion Emporium, High Life Records, Vinyl Records, Live Van, and AMS Events.
April makes fools of us all.
But there is